Our new friend, Dr. Carla Raj, has been joining us over the last couple of weeks. This week, she's got one of her colleagues from our sponsor, New Providence Healthcare at Warners Bay, a new approach to healthcare. It's Dr. Colin Fair. And Colin, this month, November, it's all about men's health issues. Of course, Movember is happening, and men's mental health, rather. And guys, we don't really take as much care of ourselves as the ladies do in this department, do we?
Yes, men are very good at ignoring what's going on in their own lives, whether it's a physical or a mental health problem. And often they present with slightly different things to what the women do.
So what is it that we should be looking for in some of our mates, if it's maybe a dad, a brother, a friend? What are some of the signs that in particular relate to men when it comes to mental health and depression?
Well, as well as feeling sad or hopeless or empty and feeling tired and difficulty sleeping, the man is more likely to display some escapist behaviour, such as spending a lot of time at work or on sports and keeping away from the family. We may see things such as alcohol and drug abuse. We may see controlling or violent behaviour. There may be irritability or inappropriate behaviour, or maybe even risk-taking. And these may be signs that a guy has some mental health issues that need addressing.
I think as well, Colin, it doesn't help that men don't like to feel weak or show and display signs of weakness. So compound that on top of what is already happening. It's a bit of a double whammy, isn't it?
Yes, we certainly don't like to let people know that we're not in control and that maybe there is a problem. And, of course, this can mean that guys progress on to self-harming behaviour or even suicide. And whereas they may make less attempts than women do, often the methods that they use are more devastating and more likely to have an ultimate result.
Which is not good. So keep that in mind. Look out for your mates throughout this month and just ask them if they're okay as well. The other thing we're looking out for in this month is prostate cancer. And for those who might not be familiar with some of the signs of that, what are we looking out for there, Colin?
Well, the problem with prostate cancer is it may creep up on you without any symptoms at all. The guys who are getting the symptoms in their with difficulty passing urine, going more frequently, getting up at night, they frequently have benign prostate disease. It's not a cancer. The cancer may present with nothing until it's rather late, which brings us to the question of should we screen for it? And unfortunately, we haven't shown that screening for it helps us a lot. It doesn't help us prevent cancer deaths. And the College of GPs and the Urological Society say that what's most important is, if you're concerned about your prostate health, is that you should come along and have a chat with your GP. So we can discuss what are the benefits that you might gain from screening and also what are the risks that may come from the screening when we proceed into investigations, which all have their complications. So really, rather than saying this is what you should do is really come and have a chat to your GP, who will be able to direct you as to where to go.
Interesting you mention risks from screening. What are we looking at there, Dr. Colin?
Once we've got a high PSA, the next thing we're likely to be doing is suggesting that you have a biopsy. Now, this biopsy can be associated with infection and with bleeding, so there are risks there. And then also, if you go on to a surgery on your prostate or radiation therapy, the long-term problems are that you may get urinary incontinence or you may get erectile dysfunction. These are quite disabling problems, and if in fact your prostate cancer wasn't going to claim you, it was just going to be something that would go on in an indolent fashion, we maybe haven't helped you by bringing you these complications by the some of the drastic management methods and investigation methods that would follow on.
Colin, and you wonder why blokes don't go to the doctors too much.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why it's important to come along and have a talk about these things, and we can discuss what those problems are and look at, you know, there are some people who are maybe at higher risk if you've got one or more guys in your family who has been diagnosed before the age of 65, if you have first-degree relatives in your family who've been found to have the BRCA gene for breast cancer and things like this, and the ladies of your family, then you may be at higher risk and we should be screening. But for most guys out there, we're not sure that it is completely the right thing to do at the moment.
And just very quickly before I let you go, Dr. Colin, Movember, throughout November, are you getting into the spirit of that at the practice as well?
Well, one of my colleagues, Dr. Sid Burke, is growing a very good mow at the moment, and he is collecting funds for this. We're pleased to say that our parent organisation, Providence, has put in $500 towards this campaign, and if you come along and make a donation, there's also a chance you might win a picture that he has available that's up in the raffle for that.
And maybe a picture of the moustache as well, who knows?
Well, that may be not something you want, but maybe we could manage it.
All right, Dr. Colin, thank you for stepping in for us this week. It was some very interesting information for Movember and Men's Health for November. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure, Colin. We hope to catch up with you down the road. Of course, Dr. Carla back with us next Tuesday around about the same time at 2NURFM.